Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Brad Taylor, our guest on today's program, was a born serial entrepreneur. As a youth, taking on multiple paper routes, reading every book he could get his hands on about prominent American business pioneers Edison, Ford, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan. He began his career in the retail drugstore industry, working his way up. In the late 1980s, he met Kathy, a registered pediatric nurse finding love and a lifelong partner willing to take a leap of faith that would change their lives forever. A 3,100-mile journey across country to pursue an entrepreneurial dream, no looking back. Today, they are two of the most respected individuals in the print and digital media arena, growing their endeavor to become the largest network of market-specific magazines featuring luxury homes in North America. Brad is the author of Intentional Success, The Power of Entrepreneurship, providing a real-world viewpoint on what it takes to succeed as an entrepreneur, and Brad Taylor joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Brad. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. The book is excellent, Intentional Success, which we will talk about, give you information during the course of the program. You were not just born to be an entrepreneur. This was a burning desire of yours to be an entrepreneur. And it goes back to working with your grandfather, who had a plumbing business. Talk about that, what he instilled in you that changed your life at a very young age.
I think that he had such an incredible work ethic. And during my summers, I would spend a tremendous amount of time with him. His customers loved him. His business was totally built on referrals. And, you know, his work ethic was just spot on. And, you know, I suppose it's no different than my father, who worked for a company for 40 years in Ohio. But, you know, I think that having a great work ethic is so important. And it's not just important in what you do in your daily life. It's so important so that your kids see, you know, what you do.
Yes.
Yes. You know, as well. So.
And that really made an impact on you and shaped your life. And you were in retail, and I mentioned, very successful at that. And then let's go to spring of 1993. You realize, you know, maybe there's something missing here. There's something more I would like to do. Talk about that, because talk about life altering. You're in Florida. Things are going very well. And all of a sudden, this 3,100-mile journey begins.
Well, in the retail business, as you know, you work an incredible amount of hours. And it was time for a change. So my wife and I looked around for opportunities. And I knew someone in the publishing industry. So I met with them and I looked at this opportunity, and it was, the markets that were available were all towards the West Coast. And we didn't know anyone on the West Coast. So we were excited about this. We secured rights to specific areas, and we sat down with my in-laws in Sarasota, Florida. And we're so excited about this opportunity. And we're meeting them in this family-friendly restaurant. And my father and mother-in-law come in. And I didn't even get 2 minutes worth of conversation before my father-in-law stood up and he pointed his finger. And he said words I won't even repeat. The whole restaurant is now looking at my father-in-law standing, pointing his finger. And he said, we're going to fail. And we'll be back in 6 months.
And that was the challenge, because you took off, and I mentioned no looking back. But when he brings that up, I want to know the impact emotionally, that intellectually as well, that had on you. Did that plant a seed that maybe failure is possible, or did it make you more determined to show you we're moving away and we're not coming back?
Well, you know, the real eye-opener was, first of all, I drove both of our vehicles there. So as I'm driving our vehicles, I'm just thinking to myself, this better work. We didn't know anything about the publishing industry. My wife was a pediatric nurse. She knew how to take care of customers, clients, you know, patients. And I knew how important customer service was from the retail industry. But I will tell you, when the when the 45 or 40 foot moving truck came in and all of our personal possessions, I'll tell you, it was, there was no turning back. This thing had to work. And my father-in-law was a huge motivation for me, but it was up to me to make sure that this new venture, worked. And, subsequently, my mother-in-law said she was mortified when my father-in-law said that after I interviewed her for my book.
Well, and work, it did work. Going cross country, intentional success is the new book, The Power of Entrepreneurship by Brad Taylor. His website is thebradtaylor.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available wherever books are sold. Let's start with the title. What does intentional success mean? What's the definition of that in your mind?
That's a great question. Everything my wife and I did moving forward was intentional. We intentionally set up a blueprint for what we felt was going to be our success. And those are the 12 intangibles of success that are outlined in chapter one. And the first one, one of the most important, would be belief, because if you don't believe in what you're doing, it's going to be really tough, because there's always that little voice in your head telling you you're not good enough, you're too old, you're too young, why are you doing this? You have a family to think about. So belief is a huge factor in not just being intentionally successful, but in anything you set out to do, whether it's personal or professional.
You have the 12 listed in the book, and it's interesting with belief and fear. You talk about taking a chance is better than regretting you never tried. And how often you talk to people later in life that go through the what ifs. What if I would have done that? Maybe I played it safe, had a great life, but maybe I should have taken a different turn. Maybe I should have taken on more responsibility. You're much better to face that as you did.
Well, it's amazing over the years how many people will talk to my wife and I, or as we talk to groups, and they'll say, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have taken that leap of faith, but they didn't. And, you know, there's an old saying that the biggest dreams are left in the graveyards. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you have that burning desire to accomplish something in life, go for it. Go for it and don't look back. And I think that's a huge regret a lot of people have. And it's really interesting because a lot of the publishers that represent us that have open markets throughout the United States, they come from all sectors of life. They have degrees you only wish your kids had. They have master degrees. They have, you know, they just come from the professional, the corporate, you know, infrastructure.
Yes.
And they all want something more in life. They want something that's theirs. And I think that's the American dream right now. People want to own their own business. They want to have some control in what they do in life. So my book is really about, you know, taking that leap of faith, believing in yourself. Don't listen to naysayers, because there's a lot of negativity out there today with, you know, people telling you, oh, you don't need to do that. Just stay where you are. But also it's about, you know, don't make the same mistakes that we made. And over the years, people consistently asked us, they would tell us, you need to write a book. You need to tell this stuff. And I started making notes, and I'm sure you're going to ask these questions, but that's how this book really came to light.
Yeah, and the book is Intentional Success, The Power of Entrepreneurship. Brad Taylor, our guest and the author, his website is thebradtaylor.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You say something in the book that really captures your attention, and we're so afraid of making a mistake. And you say very simply, your best teacher is the last mistake you made. And when you think about that, when you do something well, there's some satisfaction. I don't know if there's a great deal of knowledge necessarily that comes out of that. if you fail, you're back and you're doing, the postmortem a number of times to figure out what you did wrong, what you can do differently the next time. So if you learn from those mistakes are valuable.
Huge. And that one of the intangibles is wisdom, knowledge. And I think that, entrepreneurs today, business owners, CEOs, they have to humble themselves and they have to be willing to learn from their mistakes and not make that mistake again. And I'm the type of person that wants to collaborate with my team. I want our team to be successful in whatever we set out to accomplish. And, when you make a mistake, you learn from that mistake. You learn what to do and what not to do moving forward. And I have a chapter in my book on a lot of mistakes my wife and I made early on that is just invaluable for people that have started to read this book and they've sent me little messages or emails on, oh, I'm so glad you talked about that. I'm so glad you mentioned that. But, knowledge is power. And knowledge is not just learning from your mistakes, but it's also researching the industry you're in. And it's continuing to, educate yourself on what makes you intentionally successful in anything you set out to accomplish.
With us on the program, Brad Taylor. The book is Intentional Success, The Power of Entrepreneurship. The book's available at his website, wherever books are sold. It's a fascinating read. It's real-life experiences. Boy, time is going by way too quickly. In going through the 12 ingredients, intangibles of success, you've got, I think the last one, very important, balance and recharge. Talk about that, because so often you see people that jump into something where they're in control, they are the entrepreneur creating something, and maybe they forget balance and recharge. How important was that for you to maybe just sort of step back and not be overwhelmed and have a clear mind? Maybe clearing your mind is the most important aspect of that.
I just had a conversation with somebody that's not in our industry, but they called me that I've been collaborating with. And he was talking about how his week was just a disaster. And I said, sometimes when you're not having a good day, you're better off just shutting things down and just go home for the day, go do something you enjoy doing, go take your wife to the movies, go spend time with your kids. And then the next day turns around. I think that so many people, they're so focused on the task at hand, they sometimes lose sight of what's important. And so I think balance to me is you're balancing your family, your professional work, whatever you do in life, business, whatever. It doesn't really make any difference what you do, what your profession is. But you can't just be a workaholic. And I think early on, I was a workaholic. I worked 7 days a week, nonstop. And that's kind of when, maybe at another episode, we can talk about working with your spouse. But I think you just have to take that time to enjoy life. Enjoy the things around you and take time to re-energize yourself, because you'll burn yourself out otherwise.
A few minutes left in the program. I have no idea where the time is going, but it's going by way too quickly, and hopefully we can do more of these. But you address the importance of persistence, consistency, and following systems when running your business. And I'm going to start with following systems. You really talk about the importance of that. And you mentioned people that are franchise owners, and they learn how to do things. There's a system that's been perfected. Yet many walk out of that initial meeting, or once they open the door, they figure, I understand that, but I can do it better. Talk about systems, because that's one of the keys to your success all these years.
Well, the reason that a lot of major franchises are so successful is because they have a system in place. But we have seen over the years, people will go to corporate training. They'll come back and they'll say, I can do it a better way.
Yes.
They're going to reinvent the wheel. And then 6 months later, they're backpedaling, saying, if I would have just followed what they said, they outlined, I wouldn't be where I am today. And regardless of what type of industry or business you have, if you don't have systems in place, it's so critical to set up systems. Because the systems and processes are really what's going to make you successful. And it's going to allow you to leverage your time, scale your business, and truly take your business to the next level. And it's so important that there's systems in place, because when you're not available, there's a system in place that will allow people, when they can't communicate with you or get in touch with you, to continue to move forward. So to me, systems are so darn important.
And they are important. In fact, you talk about it. You sold a business and you gave the person that bought the business the system. And it's like, you know, here it is. You can't screw it up like this. We perfected it. Try to follow this as closely as you can. So you even gave them the system.
Well, I gave them an outline of what made us successful in running the business that we sold to them. And it's not that I didn't want them to continue to add value and bring their expertise in, but there were certain core values and the culture of what we were doing that was so important. Because maybe in another segment, we talk about how important customer service is or keeping in communication with your clients. And to me, that's a huge part of intentionally being successful in running a business today. It is so important, because today it's all about customer service, interactions with your clients.
Yes. About a minute left in the program. We talk about, you know, patience, hard work, discipline. You would think, okay, those are needed to make it as an entrepreneur. But you talk about the role of humility. In just a very brief time, why is that so important to have that in proper perspective?
I think listening is so important, regardless of the industry you're in. And especially as a leader, you have to be willing to listen to what people are saying, take criticism, and have some empathy. You know, if somebody's telling you, if you're in the sales arena and you're talking about, you know, you're going up to someone and you're saying, listen, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get your act together. You need to figure out why your sales aren't where they are, or we're going to have to let you go. Or you could say to that person, hey, is there something going on in your life that is bothering you, something personally? You know, you want to ask some questions. Ask questions. You know, asking questions will really allow you to be able to understand not just the, you know, your team and the people that represent you, but it's all about understanding the why and the purpose of, you know, what you're doing in life. I just think that communication, empathy, being sincere, transparent is so important in running a business today.
And you will find these in the 12 Intangibles of Success in Brad's book, Intentional Success, The Power of Entrepreneurship. Brad Taylor, our guest on the program. His website is thebradtaylor.com. Books available wherever books are sold. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Brad, I have no idea where the time went. I loved having you on the program. Great discussion. Look forward to having you back. Thank you so much for being with us.
I really appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The book, once again, Intentional Success, The Power of Entrepreneurship. Brad Taylor, the author and our guest. His website is thebradtaylor.com. And, of course, information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.